Shalom and good afternoon. It is an honor to be among so many distinguished people here today, especially in this very special place here in the synagogue. As you all know, today is Thursday. Today is Thursday. As many of you know, on Mondays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, we read the Torah, the five books of Moses, and we read it in synagogues all around the world. This week's Torah portion is Ki Tetzé from the book of Dvarim, or Deuteronomy in English. Ki Tetzé focuses on various laws, including positive commandments and prohibitions, recalling the importance of remembering the exodus of Egypt from slavery to freedom. And at the end of the reading, we read the passage focusing on the importance to remember what Amalek did to the Jewish people as they wandered through the desert. And I wanted to read just two short passages from what we'll be reading this Saturday. Zechor et asher asa lecha Amalek bederech betzeitchem mimitzrayim. And it finishes, Zecher Amalek mitachat hashamayim lo tishkach. To paraphrase in English, remember what Amalek did to you on your journey after you left Egypt. How undeterred by the fear of God, he surprised you on the march when you were famished and weary, cut down all the stragglers in your rear. You shall blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven. Do not forget. This passage is not only read at the end of Ki Tetzé every year. It's also read on Shabbat Zachor, the Shabbat before Purim, in which we recall the story of how the Jewish people was almost destroyed by Haman in Shushan, which is, of course, from ancient Persia. Of course, the Jewish people was miraculously saved, and we, of course, mark that every single year during the month of Adar. This passage, of course, not only underscores the imperative to remember, but also commands not only to forget. It should be noted that according to Orthodox practice, everyone is required to hear this passage read in synagogue. And if someone even misses it for whatever reason, they read it again. So clearly this passage is taken very seriously in Judaism, the importance to remember and not to forget. It is fitting, of course, that this week's Torah portion read in synagogues, like one of this here, Yad Vashem, focuses on remembrance. And memory has been part of our tradition from the very beginning. And on this educational campus, we commemorate what happened, of course, during the Shoah, but we place an emphasis on pre-war Jewish communities that were destroyed, such as Lod, which, of course, we remember today. This morning, of course, your group was in the Valley of the Communities, and you added to this a name where many, actually, Jews had read some time ago, of course, Ki Tetzé every year in a synagogue in that community. Clearly, the Shoah is a very difficult chapter in the history of humankind, and as noted in the Stockholm Declaration, a document that Austria, Israel, the United States, and another 24 other countries around the world have signed in 2000, belonging to the International Holocaust Remembrance Education, Remembrance, and Research, which now Israel is chairing. According to the declaration from 2000, the Holocaust fundamentally challenged the foundations of civilization. The unprecedented character of the Holocaust will always hold universal meaning. After half a century, it remains an event, enough close in time that survivors can still bear witness to the horrors that engulfed the Jewish people. And I'm honored that we have survivors here today. The terrible suffering of many millions of other victims of the Nazis has left an indelible scar across Europe as well. And remembering about the Shoah and teaching about it is very challenging. This difficult and complex subject matter forces us as educators to grapple with our historical narratives and dispel myths. As educators, we focus on developing a dialogue with one's national history, accepting responsibility, and shaping a better future. The axiom to shape a better future is rooted in education. And as the director of the European Department of our International School for Holocaust Studies here at Yad Vashem, I can tell you that our department was founded 5 years ago, but we've been working with Austrian teachers since 2000. And I brought today actually a book that was published by the Ministry of Education from Austria, marking the 10 years of our close cooperation, as well as all the work that they have done in Austria. So from the very beginning, we've been working in close cooperation with this ministry in Vienna as part of their national project to promote Holocaust education and remembrance, and it's called Erinnern Ate. Our multilingual staff of experts in Holocaust history, as well as, of course, in pedagogy, coordinates approximately 50 professional development seminars for educators from Europe alone every single year in a multitude of languages. I can tell you that I just came from the Valley of the Communities where you were this morning. We have a group of Romanian teachers there learning now. The educational approach, of course, of our school underlines the importance of teaching about this multicultural tapestry of Jewish culture, religious life, and social circles before the Shoah. Giving the victims a face and a name is one of our fundamental pedagogical principles. We also place a strong emphasis on learning about everyday life during the Holocaust, how Jewish people, as subjects and not as objects, wrestled with moral dilemmas and coped with their daily insurmountable situations. This summer, we have worked with groups of teachers throughout Europe, from Ireland in the west to Tatarstan in Russia in the east. In July, we hosted our 18th seminar from teachers from Austria, and we look forward, of course, to working with our next group that begins, actually, they arrive here this weekend. This will now mark over 400 teachers from Austria with whom we have worked over the past decade. And this achievement has been marked, actually, in a cooperation contract that we signed with the Austrian Ministry of Education and its minister, Mrs. Claudia Schmidt, last March. Although many of the Austrian educators that have developed projects as a result of their participation in their seminars here are quite some, I would like to tell you a little bit about one of them. And that one teacher that I'd like to illustrate is Joachim Wiesno from Bregenz. He's a teacher of English and history at a gymnasium there. In 2004, Wiesner studied here at our school, and during the seminar, he met for the first time with a Holocaust survivor who lives near Haifa named Naftali Fierst. Over the past 6 years, Wiesner and Fierst have been, in a sense, their lives have been intertwined. First has been invited by Wiesner to give testimony to students and teachers in several cities throughout Austria. And together they attended a ceremony, of course, marking the 60th anniversary of the liberation of Buchenwald. Wiesner designed a special pedagogical resource based on Naftali Fierst's personal story in consultation with our school staff. And actually this particular pedagogical unit won a European Design Award last year. Wiesner demonstrated that the curiosity and integrity and determination to learn and then impart the legacy of the Shoah to his students, not as, of course, foreign history, but as a relevant subject that needs the concern of today's young Austrians. He's a very dedicated educator. And he inspires us because he represents a larger network of educators in Austria and across the European continent who can incorporate new techniques and tools to teach about the Holocaust in their respective classrooms. I sincerely hope that his example will continue. Thank you very much for coming to the Mountain of Remembrance today, and of course for your continued support to foster Holocaust education and remembrance. We see you as partners, and I wish you Shabbat Shalom.